All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And it is February 13th, 2025. Welcome to Free Voices. We have an awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on history. We have some awesome music coming in. We have Kin Buffalo. We have Mystic Sons, we have Let Down, we have Brain Police, and if we have time, Lightning Hopkins. So stay tuned for all that. We welcome our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Holland, from Spain, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And just helping make this place a wonderful world, an awesome planet in this universe. And just thank you so much for giving us your hearts, your ears, and your minds for this one good solid hour. So we thank you all, and we're gonna also have some of our usual guests coming in. We have our brother Wegedusk from the Mi'kmaq peoples on the East Coast. We have a special guest coming in later. We're going to be having our brother Conovar. He's our music coordinator coming back from Japan. And also we have my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkna, BC. So stay tuned for all that. We're going to start off our program with some Kin Buffalo and their song called Grifter. So let's have a listen to that. And I just got to get it going here, so let's see if we can. I'm going to get it going right now, so enjoy everybody, and we'll be right back.
As I cry It's a good way to come back to the station.
Yes, that's awesome, man. Very energetic music got us in the mood. And we're going to get this show started right. We're going to do what we've been taught by or usually brought through with our brother Wegedesk, but he's having connection issues. We'll probably get him up later. So we're going to start off with some deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to imagine when we inhale, we're going to inhale all the positivity in the world, all the great energy, and just the special energy that we can take in from the world. And when we exhale, we're going to get rid of all the negativity that builds up in our minds and our hearts and our souls, and we're going to get rid of it. So on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Ooh.
Always feel so much better after that.
Yeah. So we have some, our subject today, and right now we have in the house with us, we have our brother Kanwar back from his trip from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a subject, but first we'd love to hear about your trip to Japan.
Oh, for sure. I was there for 2 weeks, and thanks to everybody here for holding down the fort. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into keeping the station going. So big shout outs to all my volunteers and the staff and the programmers here. And I did tune in when I was over there. So thanks to internet streaming.
Oh, yeah.
But I did spend 2 weeks over there in Japan, and I went to Tokyo, Nagoya, Kyoto, and also up to Hokkaido, the very northern island that's above the Japanese mainland. And I was up there for a week in Hokkaido, and it was all nice and snowy and cold. And I was in Sapporo for the snow festival and got to see Nagoya for a couple of days. That's kind of southwest of Tokyo. Went to a day trip to Kyoto and then had two kind of mini excursions around Tokyo. So all in all, I was very thankful to have an unlimited rail pass for 2 weeks. I just rode the bullet trains and the local trains. And I was very thankful to have taken a semester of Japanese about 10 years ago in university. I was able to draw on that and pull from language skills. So definitely, you know, revert to your training, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
The food was excellent. The people were extremely polite and welcoming. And you find yourself kind of... after a certain point, you start adjusting to the culture. After about 4 or 5 days, you just adjust to the Japanese way of doing things, and it just makes everything easier. And
well, we thank the Japanese for looking after you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yes, yeah.
It's nice to be back, though. When I land at YVR, it's always nice to come home. So I do enjoy it here, but I know that I will be going back for sure. I really had a great time, and winter was an interesting time to go. Definitely a lot lower crowds, except for Sapporo during their big snow festival, where up to 2 million people come and visit every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if you like snow and wilderness, then Hokkaido and good food, Hokkaido is definitely recommended for sure.
Awesome.
And it's a little bit less visited than some other places in Japan, and I think it's worth the effort.
It's on my bucket list to get
highly
there.
100% recommended.
Yeah. So I'll be going there soon and visiting the Japanese and my relatives out there, my brothers and sisters
wonderful.
Out there. It'll be awesome. So we have our subject, and it's on history. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
I just came back from a country with very deep history. And it's interesting. Japan has kind of two diverging and converging paths of history. The Japanese-centric history and then interactions with the Pacific world and then the international world as well. Definitely in the 20th century, Japan has become a lot more globalized, but still you go and it is still very much a strong culture of tradition, of respect, of honor, of upholding things that have been in place for, you know, sometimes almost 2,000 years kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Kyoto is definitely very much that, because that was the capital of ancient Japan for over 1,000 years. Mm. And it only recently switched to Tokyo in the 1800s. Mm. And Hokkaido is kind of the newest province prefecture of Japan. But still, the history goes back over 100 years for Japanese settlement, and then back thousands of years for Ainu, the local indigenous population there. Mm. So, and it's very interesting to see integration of traditional and new. Mm. And there's a lot. The one example that sticks out to me is in Kyoto, there's a Starbucks that's in old school traditional Japanese architecture.
Wow.
So there's, and then you'd go to old temples and shrines, but they'll, if you're buying something at the gift shop, they've got, you know, contactless touch pay with your Visa card. So it's this mix of just old and new, but it very much is a country that respects and honors its history and tries to keep a good record of its history as well, too.
Very old school, and I like that.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Fax machines are still a thing there.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder about some of the organizations over here, because they, you know, they're still into fax machines too. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, like, some of them are still on telegrams.
Yeah.
That's how slow it gets sometimes. So I'm totally in agreement. You know, history is so important, and it's one of those things that, you know, if we don't remember the past and past tragedies and things that have gone wrong, then we're going to repeat it.
100%.
And it's our responsibility to remember those and not forget them, and do our best not to repeat them.
Yeah, and be accurate about our history too.
Yeah. It's so easy to, like, to just get complacent and think that, you know, everything's going to get better or it'll stay better, and it's not true. It takes effort.
Yeah.
And humanity needs to grow, but also remember the history in the past, all the things that have gone wrong, you know, the different things like for instance, I think it's Black History Month.
It is.
And, you know, they've gone through slavery, and in some parts of the world, slavery is still going on.
Very much so.
So, you know, these are things that we can develop as human beings and humanity, is to eradicate all this, like, slavery and discrimination, racism, all the negative things in the world. And we should study it. And it'll help us to get rid of it.
And with history, you have to have honest discussions. And sometimes those discussions are difficult. And sometimes people in strong positions of power don't want to have their histories uncovered. And, you know, there's an adage that says history is written by the winners, but I disagree with that. I say history is written by the truth tellers.
Very good, very wise, very strong. Yeah, so I know that you brought us a song here.
Yes, and it's a very, so this is kind of, when thinking about the history, you know, and this blend of both modern and old, there's a traditional Japanese instrument that's plucked with your fingers. It's called the koto. And there's an older version of the koto, which has 13 strings, a newer version, which has 20 strings. And this track that we're going to listen to features kind of chamber style music for traditional instruments. So it's a modern composition, but it's played on historical instruments. And this is from a disc that was released in 2010 on Celestial Harmonies, a very cool record label. It's called The Art of the Koto, Volume 4. And it's headed up by Nanae Yoshimura with the Pro Musica Nipponia, and works by Miki and Yoshimatsu. And the track we're going to listen to is Ki no Yume, Dream of the Tree.
All right. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
Very cool stuff. Right, the Koto is super cool.
Yeah,
love
pretty
it.
Pretty awesome, man.
The cool thing about that compared to other plucked instruments is that the strings in the middle of them, they have these little pointed things like a cello bridge. So they have it separates the strings into a left and a right side, and you can pluck one side and then bend the strings, kind of like bending the strings on a guitar, to get those pitch bends and those kind of wavering tones as well too. It's a very, very technical instrument. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super cool stuff.
Yeah, it was it sure reminded me of that the game I used to play about
Shogun. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
They have that's a whole period of history is the Shogunate, and there's a new TV show that's out that talks about that. That's based on a novel that is set in that time period. And it's a very good novel by James Clavell. And one cool thing I like about that novel is it starts out in English. Most of the book remains in English, but the character is an English sea captain who gets stranded in Japan and then eventually works his way into the inner circle of the Shogunate in 1600s Japan. And he picks up Japanese during his time, and then throughout the book, and then later on for the rest of the book, when they use Japanese phrases, they write it out in Japanese in the book.
Wow.
So it kind of forces you to immerse yourself in that history.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Artwork is just so transcending.
Yeah.
And it like really gets us into history, gets us into the developing our brains into a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more or less all the same where, you know,
it's expression.
I was just thinking to myself, because, you know, of the Black History Month, and I'm thinking like, well, according to, you know, science and the theories, we're all from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're all from the Fertile Valley in outside of Kenya.
Yeah, you're African, I'm African, everybody's from African. Mm-hmm. We're just different colors.
That's right. It's just distance from the equator. We are far, and always have been and always will be, far more similar than we are different.
That's for sure. Yeah, and it's just that we have to study and remember our own ancestry and help us to remember, you know, our ancestors and who we come from and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
These are key elements in having our own self-identity. And I found for myself being connected to my own culture, tradition, and heritage, which has a lot to do with history, it gives me my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I found like when I have my own identity, it's pretty hard to get lost in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I point out to like my eagle feather that I carry all the time, and it's kind of like my compass. It, you know, it reminds me of my ancestry, who I am, where I'm from, and my ancestors and that connection. And it keeps me on the right path.
That's how I feel when I put on the kilt, because it's not just any kilt. It's my family's color and pattern.
Mm.
And there is something different about... There's traditional clothing and historical artifacts as part of one's culture. But when it's something personal, like an eagle feather or a family woven pattern, there's that immediate direct connection to your history, to your culture's history. And there's this unspoken honor and respect, and also this obligation as a living member of that and a living part of the historical record to uphold that and also to share the good side of that in the world.
Yeah, it's just like you're honoring your ancestors. You're
absolutely
honoring everything they'd done to get us to where we are.
Exactly. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I really thank you for joining us. And
always a pleasure. And, it's nice to be back.
Yeah, sharing your music as usual. It's always number one.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's always a blessing and an honor to have you come in and join us from time to time and
Just, as they say in Japan, shinpai shinaide, which means no problem, no worries.
Well, we thank you. And so we're going to carry on with our program. And coming up next, we're going to be having my brother, Shkwait Shakhlach. So we thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to play a song for the song of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach, and we'll be right back.
The price I've paid. You can't see the walls I'm bracing. Time I'm facing all my days. Every bit of man I once was. Every bit of love that I could have. Living in a moment, setting into motion all the other fear I have. See the walls I'm bracing. Time I'm facing all my days. Every bit of man I once was. Every bit of love that I could have. Living in a moment, setting into motion all the other fear I see the walls I'm bracing. Time I'm facing all my days. Every bit of man I once was. Every bit of love that I could have. Living in a moment, setting into motion all the other fear I see the walls I'm bracing. Time I'm facing all my tears.